Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, Roof Max, Pavestone, and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get ready to spend some quality time inside and outside your newly remodeled house, because we know you have projects, right? We've been hearing lots about projects throughout the entire spring. We know you're thinking about sprucing up outdoor spaces. We know you're thinking about maybe sprucing up your kitchen, your bathroom, all the most popular projects. Maybe you got a roof issue you're dealing with, thinking about some new windows or doors. Whatever's on your to-do list, we are here to help you get those projects done. So if you need a hand, if you need a recommendation, if you need to know how to get out of some place you got yourself stuck in, reach out to us and we will do just that. Two ways to do that. You can most easily go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. Tell us your question, and it is the quickest way to get a response from us. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, you might be ready for summer, but is your outdoor living space also ready? Before you shift into full summertime mode, we've got a pre-summer checklist to make sure your house is as ready as you are for the sunshine ahead.
And a stepping stone path can be a beautiful addition to your yard or your garden. But while it might seem that you can just plop down a few stones and be done with it, it's really not that easy. I mean, it's not a difficult project, but you can't just go ahead and be like, boops, we're done. So we're going to walk you through this summer weekend project.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere and quite often a light fixture. But those roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. So we're going to share how to catch leaks in the making just ahead.
All right, that's exciting. But first, guys, what's on your to-do list? You know, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call, reach out how you like with your home improvement questions so that we can lend a hand and help you get everything done. I mean, we're in June, guys. It's almost summer. It's like really summertime. So let's get enjoying our houses and get all of those projects done so we can really just relax. Well, maybe for just one weekend.
Go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question. Just click the blue microphone button, and we will get back to you with the answer. The number here also is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Either way, we are here to help you get those jobs done.
We've got Sean from Vermont calling in about painting siding. What's going on at your place?
Hi, I'm just trying to find out the best way to paint T111 siding.
So my first question is, do you want to paint it or do you want to stain it?
I would like to paint it.
Prep is really key, right? So you want to make sure that it's properly clean. And the second thing is to make sure you're using a very good quality primer. Now, I personally prefer solvent-based primers when I can get them because I find that they have better adhesion than water-based primers. But primer's really going to be important. It's really the most important layer, even in some respects more important than the paint, because if you don't get the primer right, that paint's going to have a very short life. And once the primer is on and attached and well-dried and adhered properly, then you could use a top coat paint. Because it's a textured siding, I think that you'll find that this is a difficult project. Well, it's not maybe as difficult as some types of siding, but it would be a good project for a paint sprayer if you had one, like one of the Wagner paint sprayers, if you want to do it yourself. But I guess you could do it with a roller and a brush, except that you're going to be using the roller on the faceboards and the wider part, and you're going to have to brush every groove. What you really want to do is make sure you get a good layer and an even layer, and that's something that you can do more, you have more control over with a paint sprayer than you would by doing it by hand. But remember, prep is really key, followed by primer, followed by the top coat, and then you can choose how you want to apply it, either brushing it and rolling it, or pick up a paint sprayer, which are not, by the way, all that expensive, and they work pretty darn well. I've been using them on fences around my house.
I had heard the advertisement about the Wagner that you guys were talking about. That's why I thought to call you and see if that would be the best thing.
That's a great point, and I do think that's a good option for you.
Awesome. I will have to look into one of those. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Now we've got Tracy in Hawaii who needs some help with a sliding door situation. What's going on?
The slider door's got, like, you know, it's got grit in it. And I had sprayed it with something that was on sale. I don't remember because I got rid of it. But it's like real, it hardened whatever it was. And it's very hard to, I want to, if I can find something to loosen it. And then what should I use on it that won't harden, you know, when I spray it to make it easy?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would get a really stiff brush. And I would try to, I would brush those tracks to try to loosen up all of that gunk that's there and then, you know, get a vacuum to kind of suck it out of there so you can kind of get the loose dirt out, the junk out of there. And then what I would spray it with is white lithium grease. It comes in a can just like WD-40, but it's not. It's a little thicker and stays around longer. And another thing that you can think about doing is if you can take the door out of the tracks, it makes the whole thing easier, but it's a bit of a tricky job because it depends on how your door is built, but generally you can lift it right out of the track. It'll make the whole thing easier to handle.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Good luck with that project, Tracy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Scott in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I put in a wood deck about a year ago. It's treated lumber, cedar, I think. And the lumber yard or the mill, they stamp it with, like, their stamp that tells the grade or the manufacturer, whatever it is. And I want to stain it with, like, a transparent stain. So I want to figure out how to get that off of there. I've tried power washing it, but that doesn't do any good.
No, you have to sand it. It's in the grain of the wood, so you'd have to sand it out. And you could do that without affecting it because the pressure treatment goes throughout the entire wood, but it'll be a slightly lighter color. But why are you going to go with clear? Why not use a semi-transparent or a solid color stain?
So it looks more weathered.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. I will tell you, the difference between semi-transparent and solid color is probably about 5 years of longevity because the solid color just lasts a lot longer because it's got more pigment in it.
Is that right? Okay. So a solid color will last 10 years?
I think so. I think that's fair. And by the way, you won't have to worry about that stain because it'll just go right on top of it.
Yep, okay. Too easy.
That's what we try to do, Scott. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. But occasionally there actually is an easy solution.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And just ahead, are your outdoor spaces ready for some serious outdoor fun? We're going to share the top four to-dos to help make sure you're good to go when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in the Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's facet and concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Well, that's easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks.
That's right. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout, and you're going to get $30 off the ultimate Father's Day gift. Now, this package includes a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's favorites, like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken breast, juicy boneless pork chops, and mouth-watering pure ground filet mignon burgers. And don't forget to save room for dessert with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. They'll even include a pound of Applewood smoked steak-cut bacon for free.
They also have lots of hand-selected packages that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT when you place your order today and receive $30 off your qualifying order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, guys, whether you're wrapping up a weekend project or maybe looking ahead to your next one, check out the Money Pit podcast. Every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
You know, you've got a project that needs caulk. Trying to pick the right caulk is always a bit of a challenge. But today, we've got a supply of all the right caulk products to send to one lucky listener. We're giving away DAP's Advanced Hybrid Sealants. We've got a six-pack worth about $60. Now, these new sealants totally outperform silicone in key areas like paintability and my favorite wet surface application because, man, can that slow you down when you get rain. There's four different types to cover all of the caulking projects in your home, including the kitchen and bath hybrid sealant, which is good for tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. The products are backed by a lifetime guarantee. Each sealant goes for $9.98, but we've got a set of six to give away worth $60 going out to one lucky listener. To make that you, we need to hear from you with a question. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Laurel from Louisiana on the line with help with a tiling project. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are building a new house right now, and we're putting ceramic tile in the living room and the kitchen. and it's not going to be sealed. So we were wondering what was the best kind of sealant to put on that ceramic tile.
What kind of tile are you using that's not sealed? Are you trying to say that it's not glazed?
No, it was glazed, but I was told that you need to put a sealant over it to make the tile last longer.
No, not true. The glazing is plenty tough enough to protect the tile. The sealant usually refers to the grout. And if you seal the grout, it can help keep it cleaner and repel water. And the grout sealants are silicone-based. So as long as you use a good grout sealant, and the time to do this is before you move in, you know, because once you move in, you start grinding some dirt in that tile, it becomes a lot harder to maintain. But if you seal the grout right after the tile is installed, that's the best time to do it.
What would be the best kind to use?
A silicone one. A silicone-based grout sealant is what you're looking for.
And you want to look for one that, you know, applies in a manner that you're comfortable with. Like if you're doing a smaller grout line, you would look for one that almost looks like a nail polish brush or like a rolling foam wheel. With a floor tile, you know, you could be looking at a quarter inch to a half an inch grout line. So that's easier to apply. But, you know, you want to make sure you have something that you feel comfortable applying strictly to the grouted areas.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Laurel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in South Carolina is on the line and needs some help defining different types of insulation. Tell us what's going on.
I've put some isonine in my house, and then I heard someone say that closed cell was better, and then I've heard that open cell was better. Could you explain to me the advantages and disadvantages of for my home now, choosing either closed cell or open cell insulation?
What type of isonine did you put in? Is it open cell insulation?
Yes, it was open cell.
You know, there's a lot of debate as to which one is better, and I think that both have good qualities. You know, open cell has a good insulating value. It's more susceptible to moisture than closed cell, but it still gives you the benefit of being not only an insulator, but an air barrier. So it protects you against drafts that are going to try to get into the house. The other advantage of open cell is it has better sound absorption qualities. So it's a little bit of a quieter house, and it tends to be more economical to apply. So I don't think you made a bad choice, and isonine is a good product.
Okay. What would be a reason I would choose closed cell?
That's a good question. I would say that if you were in a very high moisture area like Seaside, then you may want to consider closed cell.
All right. Well, you guys have a great show. Thank you for your time and your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, summer may mean vacation time for you, but it doesn't mean time off from home maintenance. I mean, particularly if you want to make your home more enjoyable when you've got family and friends over for those summer barbecues. So here are four easy-to-dos that are going to help you get your house ready for a season of summertime fun. First of all, you want to set that lawn up for success. Now, the warm weather season is all about being outdoors, so watering and mowing your lawn and taking care of general yard cleanup is a priority. I mean, in general, you're going to want to water two or three times a week and cut your grass to about 2.5 to 3 inches high to keep it healthy. If you have a sprinkler system, you want to check those sprinkler heads and make sure that they're working and that they're aimed correctly. And smart sprinklers can actually help by automatically adjusting your watering based on the weather. And it can all happen even while you're away on vacation.
Next, think about stepping up your deck. You want to repair or replace any damaged floorboards on your deck or your porch, and keep it looking fresh by using cleaners or a pressure washer to give your wood surfaces a fresh coat of stain and seal it at least every couple of years. Now, the same goes for any fencing around your property. You're going to want to repair, replace, and maintain any sections of fence or posts that need attention, or maybe any sections that are leaning. And if the sections have settled, if they're sitting too close to the ground, undercut them so you maintain a 3 to 4 inch clearance. This is going to help prevent those wood boars from rotting away or attracting wood-destroying insects.
Yeah, now don't forget about your ceiling fan. If you're lucky enough to have a summer room with a ceiling fan, now is the time to clean those blades. You want to dust off the top of the blades so that they're not spreading around all that dust and pollen. And you want to make sure that the blades are tilted in the right direction to give you a cooling airflow. Now, most ceiling fans have a small reversing switch on the side of that motor. It's really little, but you can see it. And that's going to change the blade direction, and you do so every season. You know, one for the warm months, one for the cool months.
And last, let's talk about bugs. Unfortunately, summertime also brings summer pests. You want to try to eliminate any standing water in your yard where pesky mosquitoes may breed. Clean out those gutters and downspouts so they won't clog or create any pools of water. And in addition to eliminating standing water around your property and protecting yourself with mosquito repellent, you can also disrupt that mosquito life cycle using a mosquito trap. Like, we use Dynatrap around here, which is pretty cool. We plug it in the spring, we unplug it in the fall, and it definitely reduces the number of mosquitoes. In fact, you know, we rarely get bites now in the summer because of this thing. And if you've got a screened-in porch, now's the time to check for holes or tears in those screens to keep out any bugs and insects. So, look, you could spend a weekend just kind of going around and taking care of all of these little fix-ups, and then you'll be good to enjoy that space for the entire summer season.
Now we're heading on over to Kansas, where Russ has a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Okay. I've got a farm that I bought 8 years ago, and on the farm is a very large, very old barn. A matter of fact, the loft is large enough that you could probably fit a regulation-sized basketball court inside of it. According to the graffiti inside the barn, it was built in either 34 or 38. And it was done originally with cedar shake shingles with 1x4 stringers, what, about every 4 inches or about 3.5 inch spacing,
yep,
between them.
I know the construction well.
Okay. And as you know, those cedar shingles are not going to be in very good condition as of this point. So I know I'm going to have to go up there, try to figure out a safe way to work up there so I can remove the cedar shingles so I can prep it to go back with probably a metal roof. The question is, you know, I'll have to screw the roof down. The question is, will I be able to go directly with the 1x4s with the metal roofing, or would I be better off nailing everything fully and putting down some plywood or OXB?
Well, I think that a good roofer could work with the 1x furring strips that are up there right now. Because, frankly, that's the way metal roof was originally put down. It wasn't put down in solid sheathing. It was put down on strips just like that. So I think that that's a fine option for you. I don't think you need to do the sheathing in this particular case. If you were going to put down asphalt shingles, I'd say you need to sheathe it. But for metal roof, you may have to do some additional carpentry to get the strips, you know, where you want them to make the seams on the roof and so on. But I don't see a reason for you to sheathe this barn. I think the metal can go right on top of that.
Okay, so to patch the rotted 1x4s and maybe put in somewhere where seams are, and we should be good that way?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you have any suggestions on how to safely work on a 45-degree pitch?
Yeah, call a roofer. It's not a do-it-yourself project. I mean, that's a really high-end project, and if you do it every day, you have all the appropriate safety gear and scaffolding and skill set to be able to work on that. That's a very dangerous place to try out your do-it-yourself skills, because handling those big sheets up there, you get a wind gust and, you know, you start flying off the roof. Those medical bills add up very quickly. So I would definitely recommend that you have a professional do this.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there who are celebrating, and even the dad figures in everybody's life. You guys do such a great job, and we're so thankful for you. So we hope you are enjoying your day. This is the Money Pit, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You got a project that needs to get done? Well, just share your project online or with the Angie app.
With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros. To find the best price for your project, download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Coming up, a stepping stone path is a beautiful addition to a yard, as well as preventing foot traffic from damaging your lawn. We're going to share tips on how to build one that's going to stand up to all the seasons when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take your calls at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can? Can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nell's in Oregon. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with flies. We have 3 heat pumps in the house, and it takes in the air at the base of the windows, and every year we get flies that come up out of those return ducts. There's electronic filters down there, and I can't imagine where they're coming from.
Well, they may be nesting in the house, and they're birthing themselves right into existence. And the reason they're probably hanging out around the return ducts is because that's where air gets drawn into the furnace, and they might, this might be part of that airflow. I can't really diagnose exactly what you need to do to get rid of those, but I do know somebody that can. And if you go to the Orkin website, you know, our show expert is a guy named Greg Bauman, who I've known for many years. He used to be the expert for the National Pest Management Association. Now he's the director of training for Orkin. They have an expert section on their website, and if you post that question there and maybe even put a photo of the flies, I'm sure that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Great. Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, a stepping stone path really is a beautiful addition to your yard or even your garden. But while it seems like a project that you can just, you know, throw around a few stones and you're done with it, it's actually not that easy.
Well, absolutely. In fact, this is a project that requires just as much care and work as even a full paver patio, because it really comes down to planning ahead and properly preparing the base that the stones are going to sit on.
Yeah, now, in a way, it's kind of like building a bunch of smaller paver patios because you want the grass to grow between those steps, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. So the first step is to really set the stones at a comfortable distance from each other. So this is going to take into account kind of your stride and what's going to be most comfortable in the size of the stones that you use. Then you just cut the sod or the grass around the outside perimeter of each stone. And once that's done, you can flip the pavers out of the way and then cut that sod outline out completely and dig down along the edge. Now, the depth is important. It should be the stone's thickness plus about 1.5 inches, because that's the thickness of the stone bed you'll need underneath the paver. Now, to create that stone bed, you just mix stone dust with water in a wheelbarrow. Then you fill that base where you cut out the grass to fill in that extra 1.5 inches you dug out. And then lastly, you put that stone back into place. Now, once you set it, you're going to maybe pound it with a rubber mallet to eliminate any air pockets and get it to kind of sit down just right. And those stones should stay right where you left them for years and years to come. Just don't skip that step of creating the base, or you're going to see a stone that settles and becomes a tripping hazard. But by taking that one extra step, this is going to be something that's really going to stand up for the long haul.
You know what I saw recently? A really nice project for a stone path where every year you take a foot cast of your children, like 1 year's the right foot, 1 year's the left foot, and you kind of alternate every year and you replace the stones on your pathway year after year. And when the kids are grown, you kind of have this, like, beautiful storytelling line of their growth. Like, it was such a nice idea, and especially on Father's Day.
Yeah, so basically they start as little footprints, and as the path extends, they become bigger footprints as they grow up.
Heather in Texas is dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have, like, black spots in my restroom, and I'm not sure if that's mold, and I would like to know how can you fix it.
Without seeing it, I can't tell you, but if they're black spots, it probably is mold. And where are these spots? Is it on the wall, shower curtain, tile, where? Ceiling?
In the wall.
On the wall. Do you have wallpaper on the wall?
No.
What you might want to do is mix up a bleach and water solution, about 10 to 15% bleach and the rest water. Spray it on those spots, let it sit for a bit of time, and then wipe it down with fresh water. So if there is mold there, that will kill it. The reason we usually get mold in bathrooms is because they're wet and damp all the time. A couple of things that you can do there is, do you have a bath exhaust fan in this room?
No.
Well, you should have one. And this is one of the reasons you should have one, because it will draw air out of that room when it gets damp, especially if you hook it up to a humidistat, so it's only running when there's moisture in the room. If you don't have that, then the only thing that you can do is just get into the practice of wiping down walls or using a squeegee to wipe most of the water off the bath, shower walls, that sort of thing, every single time and leaving the door open. But if you don't have a bath exhaust fan, you're always going to be fighting this. When you do repaint next time, make sure you use a paint that has a mildicide built into it, because that can also further reduce the chance of developing mold. Okay, Heather?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. The next time you've got a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com, and that's A-N-G-I.com.
And just ahead, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know that getting it fixed fast can qualify as a minor emergency. But that leak actually began forming long before you spotted it. We're going to share how to spot those leaks early in today's roof review tip, presented by RoofMax, next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So, the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not get Dad what he really wants? Omaha Steaks. They're perfectly aged, they're always tender, and they are guaranteed to be delicious.
That's a great idea. And if you head over to omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, you'll even get $30 off qualifying orders.
Dads are going to love the mouthwatering packages like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons and the gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts,
burgers, and jumbo franks.
Yeah, and don't forget to save room for dessert. Most of the gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. So visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT to get $30 off your qualifying order.
That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Save $30 and make Dad's day.
Minimum order is required. See site for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful Father's Day weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying this time with family. If you've got questions, you've got projects that you want to get done, maybe you want to do something for Dad, wouldn't that be nice? Give us a call. We'll help you out. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, here's a reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. We've got up for grabs a supply of DAPS Advanced Hybrid Sealants. Now, this is worth $60, and the new sealants outperform silicone in key areas like paintability. Tom loves that wet surface application, but also you're going to get crystal clear clarity once it's dry. So it's really the best performing out there. Now, there's four different types to cover all of your caulking projects, window, door, and siding sealants, kitchen and bath. I mean, something for every area, even cement. So it's definitely great. It's backed by a lifetime guarantee. The tubes themselves go for $9.98, but we've got a set of six worth $60.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. Very handy thing to have around. There's always a caulking project to do. So give us a call right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you do, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just win yourself a supply of caulk.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it along the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. Then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I just wondered if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikrete.com, you look at the listings for projects. There are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikrete.com. Thank you so much.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, that water is actually dripping through a ceiling somewhere. But roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than you seeing that water coming in the house. We're going to share how you can catch the leaks in the making in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. Now, there's a lot of ways that roof leaks can form, but the vast majority of these leaks happen at points where roof sections intersect. So this is where the roof gets the most movement, I mean, in terms of expansion and contraction, and then that movement definitely is what leads to a leak.
Yeah, and here are some good examples. First, let's talk about roof valleys. Now, this is where different sections of your roof come together. They typically form a V, and this happens, it's going to either have metal flashing that lays at the bottom of that V, or the shingles are going to overlap and sort of lock together. But because this is an area where water collects on its way down to your gutters, and it's an intersection of two big sections, we will frequently find that leaks form when that flashing wears out or the shingles crack from all of that movement.
Now, another place is plumbing vents. I mean, have you ever noticed how many of these pipes are sticking out of your roof? Those are all plumbing vents, and they share a very common form of rubber-sealed flashing boot that kind of goes over the vent and then under the shingles. Now, the problem is that that rubber seal does wear out from exposure to sunlight, and then it's going to leak. And that's usually showing up in your bathroom or your kitchen ceilings just below where that pipe breaks through the roof.
And finally, let's talk about chimneys. Now, if you've got a brick chimney that goes through the roof, the flashing system is made up of two parts, which we call flashing and then counterflashing. They form a sort of sliding joint that allows for normal movement of the chimney due to wind. Now, unfortunately, when these flashing systems leak, lazy repairs are common, like just slapping on some roof cement on top of the whole thing instead of properly rebuilding that original flashing.
Yeah, and now all of these situations can cause big roof leaks, but they're easy for a pro to spot early before it's happening. Companies like RoofMax offer a maintenance package that's going to focus on the most leak-prone areas of your roof, and RoofMax's experts are going to inspect your roof and then make minor repairs to the most common issues, and that's all going to help protect your home.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and is purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, the home to skilled neighborhood professionals. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Coming up, Lisa has moles in the garden, so we've got some tips on a pesticide-free way to evict them when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Garden, and we've done it, and it's worked really, really well in those years that we've had a mold problem around the house. So that's the way that you deal with molds that are in the garden. If they're in the lawn, you can use the grub control products. But when they're in the garden, you got to be a lot more careful.
All right. Hope that helps you, Lisa. Now we've got Denise Roden saying, I'd like to update and refresh my kitchen. My cabinets are in good shape, but the doors don't match on three of them. Can I just buy replacement doors for those cabinets?
Well, I don't know what you think, but understanding that temptation to replace just those three unmatched doors is a challenge. I think it might be a better option to replace all the doors. I doubt they're going to be able to find, like, the exact door that you have there. And I don't know how mismatched the one is that you have or the three are that you have now. But the other option is to think about painting your cabinets because, you know, those painted kitchen cabinets, that's like a thing today, right, Leslie? I mean, more people are going the paint look than they are for the wood look than ever before. So if you ever were thinking about painting your kitchen cabinets, now's the time to do it because it really is quite stylish.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if they're mismatched because of the style, then for sure replace those and then think about doing a uniform finish all over them, whether that's, you know, restaining all of them to match or painting all of them. But either way, like once the doors match in style, you know, framework style, shaker, whatever it is, as long as they look the same, then let's talk about what they can look like. And I do love a painted cabinet. I'm telling you, we didn't redo our kitchen a couple of years ago. We painted all the cabinets. And I had it done by a pro. They were sprayed. They really did a great job. They are standing up. And it looks so different and so improved. And the space feels bigger and brighter. And it wasn't that big of a project. I mean, yes, we had to empty everything out. Yes, things were labeled. But the pro did it. They came out beautiful. They put them all back together. But it is a DIY project if you're up for it, and they really can come out great.
Yeah, I totally agree. Definitely a project you can do yourself. And, you know, the way to do that is to take all the doors off, take the drawers out, work on it one piece at a time, and you're just going to love the result.
And then even add new hardware, and you're going to just be blown away.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we so appreciate you joining us on this beautiful Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and the dad characters that are out there amongst us. We know you give so much to your families, and we so appreciate the opportunity to help you with those projects that you're tackling all year long. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRogster. President Biden today held the first major political rally of his reelection campaign, appealing to unions and claiming his economic agenda is boosting the middle class when endorsements from his core constituency don't find support in his overall approval numbers, especially on the economy.
RealClearPolitics.com publishes an online average of political polls. As of Friday, Mr. Biden's approval is only 41%, while his disapproval stands at 54.6%. On issues of the economy, that gap widens to less than 38% approve to nearly 60% disapprove. When the topic focuses on inflation, that gap widens even more to only 31% approve and 64.5% disapprove. And drilling down to the question of direction of the country, the president's approval falls to only 23% who believe the country's headed in the right direction, and almost 66% who say it's heading in the wrong direction. George Williams reporting.
A heat wave is gripping parts of Texas with triple-digit temperatures. Correspondent Julie Walker has more in this report.
National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Prater in Fort Worth, Texas, says moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is to blame.
What's really going is the humidity, and that's making the heat index, or the feels like temperature, really skyrocket.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Corpus Christi all hit temperatures in the mid-90s Friday, but the heat index was at least 110.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Prater says they're telling people to avoid extended periods of time outside.
I don't think anybody would really be comfortable in 108, 109 degree heat indices.
She says Texas's heat wave is expected to break later next week. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis can be found at townhall.com.
Kagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Cyclone Biparjoy weakened in western India and is now headed towards Pakistan. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports over 100,000 people have returned to their homes.
In the coastal village of Jakhal in Gujarat, many were still stuck in a local shelter, waiting to return home. However, over 130 people had left the shelter so far. After the landfall, the cyclone uprooted trees and electricity poles in hundreds of villages along the coastal regions of Gujarat. Officials said electricity had been restored in many villages, but some were still without power. Local resident Ahmad said the damage to his rental boats was minor. The storm had wind speeds of up to 53 miles per hour and gusted up to 65 miles per hour through the coastal areas of Gujarat. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Finally, redemption for a former slave.
A man who fled Arkansas in 1841 seeking freedom in Canada, only to be forcibly returned to the U.S., has now been honored with a historical marker in the city where he once labored. The extradition of Nelson Hackett from Canada on a theft charge sparked an uproar north of the border, which had long been viewed as a safe haven for escaped slaves. Canada never did send another fugitive from slavery back to the U.S. A marker honoring Hackett now has been installed in Fayetteville's downtown square. Jason Walker reporting.
Officials say letters containing suspicious white powder sent to lawmakers and other public officials across the state in Kansas. No injuries reported among the 30 letters delivered thus far. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, RoofMax, Pavestone, and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to wish a very happy Father's Day for the dads that are out there and the dad figures in your lives. Maybe you've got a project you'd like to take on to help dad out, or one you want to get done for yourself or your family or your friends. If you've got such a project and you need some home improvement help, well, that's why we're here. We're here to help you get them done. So if you need a tip, you need a trick, you need to find a pro, you want to know if you're paying the right price, if you want to know what comes first, second, and third, or if you're stuck in the middle of a project and need some help, well, all great reasons to reach out to us, because that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for many, many years. In fact, we've been doing it on this podcast for 2,319 episodes, which is the number for today's episode. So if you've got a project you're planning, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, record your question, and get the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, it's a great time of year for outdoor living, and if you want to step up your space, we've got some tips on how you can build your very own fire pit.
And also ahead, why limit your outdoor living to the backyard when there's great space available in your front yard? We're going to discuss ideas for an inviting social front yard outside your home.
And summer is prime time for painting projects, and the new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers are making these projects oh so easy. So we're going to explain how they work to help you cut painting time by about a third.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on this weekend? Are you maybe tackling a project for the father in your life? Maybe you need some help getting that job done quick before he comes back for the surprise? Well, whatever it is, give us a call and we'll lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Martha in Ohio is on the line with a leaky door and a leaky window. What is going on?
We had some sliding glass doors in our family room that's paneled, and we had them taken out, and we wanted just a picture window in there. So when they came to do the picture window, they took the door out, the sliding doors out, and, you know, the foundation was like, oh, maybe a block or two up, and the, you know, door had been left empty down lower. So what they did was they took 2x4s, I think it was, wood, and built up to the block level and then proceeded to put in the supports for the window. So now when I made a flower bed out there, and now when the ground gets real saturated and water tends to puddle there, it runs under the wood, through the wood.
Not surprised. And, well, so it sounds like instead of building the foundation up with concrete block, which is what they should have done, they sort of filled it in with wood framing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
what,
probably wasn't the best choice.
Can we seal that, or do we need to start over?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to advise that you seal something that was never done right to begin with. I mean, it really should have been a concrete block. But having said that, if you are going to trap that much water against the foundation, whether it's a wood patch or a concrete block, it's still going to leak. You just can't hold that kind of water against the foundation. We advise against this all the time, Martha, because those sorts of planters and other, anything else that holds water against the house is just not a good idea, especially in an area like Ohio where you've got a pretty significant freeze-thaw cycle. Because if that water that saturates the soil, that soil freezes, it's going to push inward on that wall and weaken the basement wall. So I would recommend, if you are going to have a planter, that you've got to have some drainage in there so that the water does not puddle up. Because if you do trap it against the wall, regardless of how that wall is built, even though it wasn't repaired correctly, it's going to leak and it's going to cause damage. So I think the issue really is what you did after the fact more so than what they did to install the picture window. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, thank you so much and have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Gary in Virginia is on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be, I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and, now if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom, we come back in, it's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year, and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like if, we use the tub, or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave, if I shave or something like that, and finish up, it's like it comes up to the, through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there, and the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it. So
yeah.
What I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would you know, use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why wouldn't it do that at you know, every time.
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, you know, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it, and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, Gary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Need a pro for a project? Well, with Angie, you can request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And just ahead, we've got step-by-step tips on how to build a fire pit in your very own backyard. That's all coming up when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Well, that's easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks.
That's right. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout, and you're going to get $30 off the ultimate Father's Day gift. Now, this package includes a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's favorites, like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken breast, juicy boneless pork chops, and mouth-watering pure ground filet mignon burgers. And don't forget to save room for dessert with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. They'll even include a pound of Applewood smoked steak cut bacon for free.
They also have lots of hand-selected packages that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT when you place your order today and receive $30 off your qualifying order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, you've got a decor dilemma, reach out to us right now by going to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Reach out to Team Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on, and we might just pick you to win our prize this hour. It's a supply of DAPS Advanced Hybrid Sealants worth $60. Now, the new sealants outperform silicone in key areas like paintability, which is great because you know sometimes that paint just not go on well. But with DAP's advanced hybrid sealants, you are going to get a beautiful painted surface. Now, there's four types to cover all caulking projects in your home, including the self-leveling concrete sealant that requires no tools, it stays flexible, and it's not going to crack, shrink, or bubble. And they're backed by a lifetime guarantee. $9.98 a tube, but we've got a set of six worth $60.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet. And it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I got news for you, Susan. A 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced, and that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway, it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors. But I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Michael in Virginia is on the line and is working on a decking project. Tell us about it.
Hey, so I've got a 12x12 deck that came with the house, and it's about 20 years old. So boards are starting to peel up, and I'm no longer able to get a screw to stick in the sublayment. Am I able to sister the underlying boards with 2x4s or something to build up the base, or am I better off replacing all of the substructure along with the deck?
So if it's 20 years old and it sounds like it's not pressure-treated, and if the existing floor joists have decayed to the point where they won't even hold a screw or a nail, I think it's time to replace that deck structure and all, because you're... You know, the clock is ticking now, and it's going to be potentially very unsafe in a very short period of time. So what I would tell you to do is to remove it, replace it, and consider using composite for the decking surface. You can use pressure-treated for the frame, but use composite for the decking surface. Between the composite and the pressure-treated, you know, you'll get more than another 20 years out of it.
Okay. Now, I've looked at composites, and price-wise, they're pretty pricey. Am I going to be able to save a few bucks by going to a heavier-duty... like a 2x6 kiln-dried board and sealing all that when it goes in?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't use 2x6. What I would use is 5/4x6 if you want to go with the wood decking. But you're going to have to seal and stain that, you know, every couple of years. The thing with composites is all you got to do is clean it. I mean, if you look at like a big box store like a Home Depot, I mean, those composites are not terribly expensive. They look really good.
All right. I'll have to check them out.
Because remember, you're not replacing the floor joists with it. You know, you're only doing the deck surface. So if it's 12 by 12, you know, that's 144 square feet. That's 288 lineal feet. It's probably worth it.
I see. Now, we are thinking about expanding it out a few feet, too.
Yeah, well, that would be the time to do it, you know.
Okay.
So you're doing the substructure is still all of the pressure-treated lumber because you need that for the support. And then all of the decking itself and the fascia boards, and you can even do the railings, all of that can be the composite. And it's really gorgeous. You know, I have one that's sort of mid-range, but it has an interesting grain to it and almost looks like an ipe. You know, you can get ones that are super simple, and you can get ones that really look exotic, and I think that's where your price point's going to swing a lot.
Now, how do you deal with the railings and the fencing it in?
So the posts would come up, and that would be, you know, the basis for your supports, and that would be your pressure-treated lumber, and that would be built up through from the substructure, and then there are sleeves that go over it in the composite. Now, you can get ones that match your decking, or you can go with white.
And then for the substructure, now, I am talking about staying this out. There are these concrete, I don't know, they're about a foot by a foot blocks that you can buy that you can lay your 4x6 across for, they say it's for... decking like in the yard. Am I better off doing that or poured concrete?
There are prefabricated footings for decks. They look like sort of like pyramids, but they're not like one by one. They're like one by one by about 3 feet tall, and they have a place for a bracket on top. I've used those. They work really well. They're a little harder to install because you've got to be more accurate with where the hole is. But frankly, I think the easiest thing to do is just to dig it yourself, a 1 foot by 1 foot square that's a couple of feet deep, and mix up 3 or 4 bags of Quikrete and make that the footing, and then you can drop the pressure treated right into that. And if you use the right level of pressure treated, it can actually be in ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, I really enjoy hiking, and after a long day on the trail, there's nothing quite like relaxing around a campfire. Well, you can actually have that campfire feeling all year long in your very own backyard when you build your own fire pit.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not a difficult project, and the easiest way that you can get it done is by using precast outdoor building blocks. Now, Pavestone has a brand called Rumblestone that you stack and fit together kind of like Legos. I mean, Rumblestones, they're easy, fast, it's affordable, it's a great way to upgrade your backyard with amenities like outdoor kitchens, benches, a fire pit. So here's how. Now, the first step is you've got to pick an area far enough away from any other buildings. Now, once you've got that spot selected, you want to excavate down a few inches in the shape of the fire pit that you want to build, and then tamp and level that base.
Now, next is the fun part. It's as easy as stacking blocks. Now, if you've got a round fire pit that's maybe about 10 inches high and about 45 inches across, you only need two sizes of Rumblestone, the mini blocks and the trapezoidal-shaped blocks. And you start by creating a stable, level project area. All you need to do is to lay out those trapezoidal and mini blocks in a circle. You alternate each one, and they can even be secured with construction adhesive. There is no mortar required. So if something's a little wobbly, just squirt a dab of construction adhesive underneath it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and three layers of the Rumblestone really is all you need. For the second and third level, you want to offset the blocks from the layer beneath it, and then just line the bottom with sand, and you're going to be ready to fire up those s'mores in no time. Now, Pavestone offers Rumblestone fire pit kits with everything that you need, starting at $250, and they're available at the Home Depot. For a complete material list and instructions and even more info, visit pavestone.com and look for the Rumblestone videos under the how-to guide. Paul in New York is on the line. What can we do for you at your money pit?
I'd like to finish my basement, make a more usable area, but I have a problem with some water leakage at times. I believe the construction is called a floating slab, where there's a weep channel around the edge of the basement that goes into a sump pit.
Tell me, when do you seem to have the biggest problem with signs of water coming in or actual water coming in?
Heavy rains.
All right, so I got great news for you. You don't need anything more than some minor adjustment in the grading and drainage outside. Whenever you have water that leaks in after a heavy rain, that's always caused by exterior drainage conditions that are just not right. And usually it's as simple as not having the right gutter set up around the house. You need to have gutters. They need to be clean and free-flowing. And the downspouts, and this is where most people get it wrong, have to be extended a minimum of 4 to 6 feet away from the house, because those first few feet at the foundation perimeter are where water collects and saturates and then goes down into those basement walls and shows up as a leak inside. So I want you to look at that very, very carefully. The second thing is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter has to pitch away from the house. And it has to do so with soil that can drain. Sometimes we see people that pile up a lot of mulch around the house, or they have a lot of topsoil around the house, or they have sort of like a brick edging around some landscaping that kind of acts as a retention pond and holds the water against the house. You basically want to move that water, that first few feet around the house, move it away, get it going so that it drains away. It can drop about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, but after that, it can move slower with a gentler slope away from the rest of the house. Those two things will solve the vast majority of flooded crawl spaces and flooded basements in this country. The only time you need to install a very expensive sub-slab drainage system is when you have a high water table, and that behaves differently. When you have a high water table, water comes up very slowly. Generally in the winter, it's typically higher, and then goes down very slowly. And you can actually physically see that water sometimes ponding in a sump pit or something like that. But when you have rain or snow melt and you get water in your basement, that's because of drainage, and that's really easy to fix. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We hope you're celebrating with family and friends and having just a lovely, lovely day. This is the Money Pit presented by Angie. If you're wondering what your project's going to cost to get done, well, Angie has guides to tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Coming up, are you overlooking your front yard as a perfect area to socialize with your friends and family? We've got tips on the best ways to use this outdoor living space next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie caught a survey this week that highlighted the five biggest decor regrets. You want to hazard a guess as to what's among that top five?
I can guess, and you know I love it. I'm going to say wallpaper.
No, it was not a top five decor regret. No, number one, two, and three, for some odd reason, have the same number of responses. Shag carpeting, we can all agree with that. Here's one I haven't even thought about for a while. Conversation pits and recessed seating. Very sort of what, 60-ish?
That's like a very genre, era specific. And goes along with the shag carpeting, by the way.
Of course, yes. Well, here's another one that happens right today. It's happening all across the country. And that has to do with TVs, how they're mounted. TVs mounted above eye level or TVs mounted above a fireplace. People regret them. And probably because you get a crick in your neck by having to look up all the time. It's not really a good angle for that. And it's not a good angle for the sound, because the sound kind of goes over your head, right?
I mean, we have it for lack of any other place to put it. And I did like a beautiful overmantel. I mean, the whole thing looks lovely. But I could see that. Plus, there's like two ideal spots in the room and everybody fights over them. So, yeah, I get it.
And the last one is one we hear about time and time again, wood paneled walls. Can't blame you for that.
That's so funny. People were reaching back.
Well, you can keep reaching back to us with questions on how to get rid of those wood paneled walls, and we will walk you through that project and many more. The number here, 888-MONEYPIT, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Now we've got Allison in New York on the line who has an unwanted visitor at their money pit. What's going on?
My husband, I wish he was on with me, but our mission is to humanely trap, we believe to be a squirrel that's running between the drop ceiling in our basement. And my husband said 2x8 joint rafters. It's like a 2-inch space only. And
what I want you to do is to go out and pick up a trap called a have a heart trap. Now, these have-a-heart traps are live traps in that they're going to catch this squirrel, and then you're going to pull this trap out, and you can take them out to the woods somewhere and release them. What you do with the have-a-heart trap is, once you get it set up, in the back of the trap, where you want the squirrel to kind of end up, put an apple back there, and don't just put it back there, but wire it to the back wall of the trap. Take a piece of, like, picture wire, thread it through the apple, and kind of tie it off. So, because I tell you what, even though these traps are good, those squirrels and other small rascals can sometimes grab that without tripping the door. But if you wire it to the back of the trap, they don't have a chance. And set it near the opening wherever you can get access to it. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, that squirrel's going to wander in that trap, and bam, you'll hear the door slap, and they will not be happy. They'll kind of be running in circles trying to figure out a way to get out. But you can cover them with a blanket, throw them in the back of your car in the trunk, and take it out somewhere. And then as you open that up, believe me, they're not going to stand around to kind of talk about it with you. They'll just bolt. As soon as you lift that door, they will bolt into the woods.
Okay.
I hope that helps you out, Allison. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you enjoy outdoor living, you'll want to make use of all the space you can, including your front yard. Social front yards are a growing trend that are designed not only for curb appeal, but as a functional space for relaxing and socializing with neighbors.
Yeah, you know, the best designs for a friendly front yard make social and functional areas feel connected rather than fragmented. Now, you can do this by limiting obstacles that impede sight lines at the edges of the yard. So to create that feeling of sort of outdoor rooms, you can do that by clustering potted plants to then kind of frame that specific seating area while still keeping the entire yard connected.
Now, to make those areas a bit homier, you can add seating areas with fire pits, bistro tables, porch swings, or lounge chairs. And movable furnishings keep things more affordable and adapt to different functions. And for a convenient family-friendly setting, place adult seating near children's play areas.
Yeah, and speaking of the kids, you know, it's great if they can play in the front yard, but you might need some fencing to keep them safe from the street. If you do, you want to consider semi-transparent options like waist-high fences with moderate gaps instead of those imposing barriers like tall hedges and solid fencing. This way, your guests can stay safe while the yard doesn't feel kind of closed off to passerbys. Like, I do love that feeling of the open front yard, but I also love hanging out in the front.
Now, plants can also help make a social front yard inviting while still creating a bit of privacy. You want to use plantings near the edges for long, unimpeded sight lines or to create the illusion of a larger yard. And smaller canopy trees or tall ornamental shrubs, they can punctuate the edges of those social spaces.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Treated wood I've used, and I've put it on, I've sealed it with a solid stain paint, and it seems like within after 2 years, my wood, it starts to rot, it gets soft. I wanted to know, why is this happening? It's pressure-treated wood.
When you stained it, first of all, did you do all sides of the board, including the bottom edge of the slat? Because very often that's where moisture gets pulled in.
I did the whole board, and I could then assemble it. And it just seems like it holds the like a moisture within it. And within, I can say, 2 years, you almost push on it and it's soft. Or it starts rotting.
Yeah, I suspect that there's different layers of pressure treatment, but I suspect whatever was done to this was not done very well. You know, I had some landscape ties that were allegedly pressure treated, and within a couple of years they were rotted away. I stepped on them one day and went right through it. So I suspect that the quality of the wood in this fencing wasn't really what you expected it to do. I've taken just plain fir fence and I've treated it with wood life and made sure that the bottom of the fence was up at least 2 to 3 inches over the grass, because otherwise it gets a lot of moisture that pulls up into it. And I've had fences like that that I treated and then I used a solid color stain on last 15 years. Just because it's pressure treated or not well pressure treated doesn't mean it can't last, but I think it's a combination of the installation and then the treatment of the stain and that was used initially.
Okay, because see, like I have a boat dock and it's over the water. And I just put clear sealer over it. And you know what? It lasts longer than me sealing it with solid paint.
And it comes down to the quality of the wood itself. And whatever this fence was made out of just is not comparable to what your dock's made out of, John. Sorry to tell you that, but I think that's what's going on.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you ready to pick up a paintbrush? Well, how about a paint sprayer? We're going to tell you how new high-tech airless paint sprayers make it easier and faster than ever to get your paint project done when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not get Dad what he really wants? Omaha Steaks. They're perfectly aged, they're always tender, and they are guaranteed to be delicious.
That's a great idea. And if you head over to omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, you'll even get $30 off qualifying orders.
Dads are going to love the mouth-watering packages like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons and the gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, and jumbo franks.
Yeah, and don't forget to save room for dessert. Most of the gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. So visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT to get $30 off your qualifying order.
That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Save $30 and make Dad's day.
Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studio. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or even a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly. Go ahead, download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com, and that's A-N-G-I.com.
Well, if you've ever had a project that requires caulk, you might know that trying to find the right caulk when you're going through an aisle with hundreds of options is a bit of a challenge. Well, DAP is out now with a new product called Advanced Hybrid Sealants, and it's multifunctional products. They totally outperform silicone in key areas like paintability and even go on wet surfaces. And we've got six tubes of this to give away to one very fortunate caller. They're worth $9.98 each, so the total package is worth about $60. And there's four different types. It covers all the different caulking projects in your home, like gutter and flashing caulk. This is a kind of a specialized caulk. It helps you with roof leaks, helps you with gutter leaks, easy to apply. It stays flexible and totally crack-proof. So if you'd like to win that complete group of caulks from DAP, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Judy in Minnesota's on the line with a moisture issue. What's going on?
Our house is about 40 years old, and it has, in the room that we're talking about, we're painting it. We painted it once before with a primer, and it turned out really nice. I thought it looked really nice, but now we repainted it a different color, and on the inside then is that rough paneling, and it's separated by, it's got the insulation in there with the plastic on it, and we notice now when we're going to paint it that there's moisture like halfway down on the paneling. We think that's caused by condensation?
It may very well be if it's a damp space. Now, there are some things that you can do to reduce condensation in below-grade spaces. It's kind of the same steps that you would take if you were having an actual flood. You want to make sure that your exterior drainage is set up so that no moisture is being trapped against the outside foundation wall, and that means making sure the gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended, and the soil slips away from the walls. If you've done all those things, then the next thing I would do is I would install a dehumidifier in that space and try to find one that has a built-in condensate pump so that it collects water and pumps it out. Otherwise, you'll be emptying buckets upon buckets of water. And then finally, it's also possible to install a whole home dehumidifier, which is an appliance that is attached to your HVAC system. These are highly effective at pulling moisture out. In fact, most of them will take 99 or 100 pints of water out a day. So those are three different ways that you can reduce moisture in that space. Judy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So do you have a big paint project in mind this summer season, like painting your deck, a fence, or perhaps even the exterior of your home? Well, as challenging as that size job sounds, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to the new high-efficiency paint sprayers from Wagner. Now, these paint sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology that produces up to 55% less overspray, so there's no wasted paint. Now, they output a high-quality finish with better control, plus that job goes very quickly because the paint actually goes down three times faster than a roller.
Yeah, these Wagner sprayers are really easy to use. They're good for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can save money by taking on some big project yourself instead of hiring a contractor. And using that sprayer actually does a better job than a brush on uneven surfaces, like a fence, for example. I used the Wagner Control Pro 170 on my fence because it actually pulls paint or stain directly from either a 1 or 5 gallon bucket, which is really useful because you don't have to keep going back and reloading up with more paint. Plus, with a board-on-board fence, man, you've got all kinds of nooks and crannies to get that paint into, and spraying it was really the only way to go. So it worked really well. You guys will like these products. Check them out at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Heading to Tennessee, and apparently so are the moles, to Kim's yard. What's going on?
Yes, I'm trying to get rid of these moles in my yard. Please help me.
Well, one of the ways to get rid of moles in your yard is to not make your yard quite so attractive by getting rid of the grubs that are in your lawn. Moles are usually there because there's plenty of food. And so if you used a product like GrubX to get rid of the grub, that's the grubs, these are little white juicy insects that moles just love. And if you get rid of the grubs, then the moles will find a new place to eat. But if there's plenty of grubs, there's plenty of food, they're going to stay in your yard. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much. I'll try the GrubX.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this Father's Day weekend. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, don't let a hard-to-reach home improvement job leave you reaching out for help from the hospital bed. We're going to have must-do ladder safety tips to know before stepping on that first rung. Perhaps we should have told our guy Warren about this before his incident. Stick around, everybody.
Live in a body pit.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I want to shout out to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. Hope you guys are enjoying your day. If you've got questions on projects that you're going to take on when you're not celebrating Father's Day, feel free to reach out to us anytime by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Mickey in New York reached out to Team Money Pit, and he said, I'm redoing parts of my kitchen. I want to add a glass tile backsplash. Do I need to put anything on the wall under that tile, or can I just put adhesive straight on the wall?
I think you could probably glue it right to the wall. What do you think? I mean, I guess it depends on whether you ever think in the future you're going to get tired of it, because that's when you get into trouble, right? When you try to take it off, and you destroy the wall in the process. So your options are either to go right on it, or you could think about putting a thin piece of plywood over that area first, like quarter-inch plywood, and then glue right to that. This way, you know, it would be easier to take down at some point in the future. What do you think?
I mean, I kind of like the idea of using the plywood because then it's its own thing rather than adding it to the wall, like you're saying. The other thing you could do is, and a backsplash doesn't take that much water, but you can use a waterproof membrane, something there that sort of acts as like, it's like a green board or something that you'd use more in the shower. But still, since you're going to get some water in some areas, that could be helpful as well.
Yeah, but you know, that's the same with any kind of decor projects like that, right? I mean, it looks great now. It's trendy now, but at some point, it's not going to be so trendy. And either you or your future owner that you might sell the house to is going to have to deal with potentially removing it. So all good things to think about when you take on that project initially. Well, if you're heading outside for home repairs up high, a sturdy ladder is a help as long as gravity doesn't get the best of you. You know, ladder falls send hundreds of people to emergency rooms every year, and some falls can even be fatal. Leslie's got safety tips for using a ladder the right way in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, the biggest mistake with ladders is when you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. And that's taking shortcuts, and that is so dangerous. Now, in order to be safe, a ladder needs to remain stationary. For extension ladders, you need to level the feet. If you got to dig out the ground to do so, or use ladder levelers. Those things exist for a reason. You have to make sure that that ladder is stable. Now, if you've got hard, dry ground, you want to rest those feet flat, free of slippery plastic tarps and debris. You want to make sure that the textured rubber pads are intact. If you're using a ladder on grass or soft ground, you want to flip those feet up and then drive the spiked end into the ground, or lay the feet flat and then tie them down on the side or brace them in the front with 1x2 stakes. I know it seems like a lot of extra steps, but you have to be careful. I mean, I watched my boyfriend slip off a ladder. Luckily, he wasn't hurt. Our guy, Warren, he fell off a ladder, broke his ankle. There's so many things that happen. Even Billy, who I work with over at ABC, he fell off the ladder, hurt his knee. So you have to be careful. You cannot take these shortcuts. Now, when it comes to positioning the ladder, you want to make sure that the distance from its base to the wall is 1/4 of the height of the ladder at its resting point. That's going to create a 75-degree angle. For a quick check on the angle of your ladder, you want to stand facing it with your feet touching the ladder's feet, and then your arms kind of extended. Now, your palm should rest on a rung at shoulder height. That's going to tell you that that's secure and it's at the right angle. You always want to look overhead before you climb up that ladder, or if you're carrying a ladder, to make sure there's no wires. And then don't rest an extension ladder against a tree or a pole, because then that ladder can rotate and then you're going to fall. I mean, it seems simple. You think, I got this ladder, I'm going to do this project. Just take the extra time and be safe, because we want to keep you all around, guys. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, we're going to talk garden sheds. Yep, she sheds, man caves, any kind of shed. It can always be a great addition to your backyard, but is it best to build one or to buy one? I recently dug into this topic and came up with options for building one, buying one, building one from scratch, and building one from prefab. And I came up with some interesting observations. We're going to share those tips and more on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.